Can you guys kind of give some of the highlights of things that you maybe saw that you haven't seen before, or that you were excited to write about and share here? Did you all of a sudden see something that you haven't have when you were going through Song of Solomon, or maybe Philemon? You ended up writing three times as much than how long the book actually is.
Yeah, I think for me, probably my favorite book or corpus to work through were the Gospels. And I think the reason is that the Gospels are at the very heart of the biblical canon, Old and New Testament, because they show the fulfillment of Scripture in Jesus in just so many different ways. I found Richard Hayes's work on this very helpful in his book, Echoes of Scripture in the Gospels. And of course, in our volume, we have an entire chapter, chapter 8 on the Gospels, and that's almost 100 pages long. And we discuss the major themes and ethical teachings and place in the storyline of Scripture for each Gospel individually, and then for all of the four Gospels jointly. Now, to give you one specific example, I was particularly excited to discover several allusions to Old Testament narratives in Luke's gospel that I'd never seen before, in particular to the ministry of Elijah. When you look at the beginning of the Luke and travel narrative in Luke chapter 9, it opens up by saying that Jesus would be taken up, which I think is a subtle allusion to Elijah being taken up. And immediately after that, James and John ask Jesus if he wants them to call down fire from heaven, again, like Elijah did. And immediately after that, Jesus tells prospective disciples who first want to say goodbye to their families that no one who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God, which is yet another allusion to the Elijah narrative. But one interesting twist there is that, unlike Elijah, Jesus does not allow his followers to first say goodbye to their families. You have to read very closely and look both for similarities and differences.
Yes, and in terms of what I discovered, whenever students kind of say, "Now, what's your favorite Bible book?" My answer always is the one I'm studying at the moment. Because every part of the Bible is just so fascinating and helpful. But a few things along the way, I suppose I discovered afresh the Psalms and Chronicles, each in their own way, finally pull the Old Testament together in terms of its theology and teaching. I kind of knew that, but I kind of discovered it in a deeper kind of way, so that it's not as if the psalmist is saying something different from the prophets, who are saying something different from the historians, but there's so much coordination and coalescing of what really are key concerns, such as the kingdom of God, God's kingdom purposes, for example. So I suppose I discovered afresh, these books, which are so different from each other, and yet they've got, for example, a kingdom theology that kind of brings them together in a helpful way. I made lots of discoveries along the way, so I had to kind of, since writing the book, I've spun off various articles as a result. So, I worked out a few extra things about Jeremiah's New Covenant and Jeremiah 31 that I hadn't quite put together. A big Bible theme, I suppose, I discovered afresh was the goodness of God. And so, again, I've written a journal article which kind of has gone into more details about that kind of area. So there were a number of really helpful discoveries that really blessed me, and I'm hope others will be helped through this volume, but also other things I've written since. So we did have that, yes. It wasn't as if Andreas and I were just doing revision. We were doing that, but we were discovering all these new and exciting things that we wanted to share with people as well.